The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Last night, I had one of the scariest moments of my life. Let's talk about it right now on Wednesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So first scary moment is I'm logging into the IRS to pay taxes. So I'm already frightened.
That's not a fun time.
It's not a fun time. Second scary moment is when they verify your ID, you have to upload your driver's license picture. By the way, mine is cute. I got my extensions in, makeup done, everything looking right.
You do have a good driver's license
picture. I do. Right? So then you have to understand, I'm in my casa house when this is going down, and they say, all right, we need your real face.
Oh.
What? And if it doesn't match, you can't get into your account and we're going to lock you out. So the pressure, my hair's in a bun. I have to take it down. I have no makeup on. I'm looking rough. I mean rough. I put the camera phone up against my face and I just smile a little bit like my driver's license, and it passed. My face looks like my face. I was so scared, though. You have to understand, because I was...
This is definitely a female thing, because I've never had this problem where I thought, maybe my face doesn't look like my face.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was so scary, because I don't wear a lot of makeup, but the driver's license pic, I did a little extra. Should I upload it for the people to see?
No.
Not with the ID and everything, but my photo. Go to add Dana Cortez on Instagram.
More to worry about than the IRS.
If it had turned you down, I'd have took that as a sign not to pay.
I'd have been like, tried it. I can go on the run. They're not going to find me.
No, if it would have turned me down, I would have cried. I would have had like a meltdown, because that means that my face is fake in makeup. Like I'm a fake person. And
I wonder if this has happened to other people, because they do like the filters and all that.
Of course.
I mean, I said this the other day. I met this girl and she looked completely different from online than in person.
I was going to say. You told me stop using filters. I'm glad I didn't use one for my driver's license picture.
I have an old ID where I'm like probably like 25 pounds lighter. And I think, do I look the same?
You look the same.
I look the same. I look like I've been through some things. I think if I was to do that with the IRS, they're going to be like, you know what, dude? You're good. Don't worry about it.
You know what? We're going to excuse that
Anthony,
you've had a rough life.
All else fails, I'll give you a little contour. All right, we'll do a little contour. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right. It is National Avocado Day.
Hey, yes. Everybody.
Everybody loves an avocado.
Peel the avocado. Peel the avocado.
And that's done. All right. We'll keep the exciting breakfast content going, because it's also National Shredded Wheat Day. So it's getting exciting over here.
Got a song for that, Dana?
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what it is. It's a whiny song. My grandmother either had cornflakes with the little rooster on him, or shredded wheat.
There's a point in eating shredded wheat cereal where it's good for like maybe 3 or 4 bites. And then after that, it's just a hard...
I liked it soggy. I would put extra sugar in it and pretend I was a horse.
Is it the one that has the sugar on one side and not on the other?
No, that is called frosted shredded wheat, and my Nana was not down with that.
We're just going to ignore it. You pretend to be a horse. Hey, let's wrap it up on National Mutt Day.
Hey!
Celebrating all the mixed breed dogs around the world.
Shout out to the mutts.
Shout out to my dog, Metro. Well, yeah, not my dog anymore.
Didn't you rehome him because you're traveling all the time for comedy now?
I rehomed him, and he is living on. He moved on up, as they said.
He's living on the ranch, right?
He's living in a nice high rise apartment right now.
Oh, damn.
With a private dog park.
How did I think he was living in a ranch?
No. So he's living life, and he's also earning his stripes. He actually protected my friend who took him in. She protected him for her from an intruder.
No.
In a high rise apartment?
In a high rise apartment,
I'm convinced now is maintenance.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Lavinia Fisher is the name of the first female serial killer here in the United States.
Okay.
And she was born in the late 1700s. She got married to her husband, John Fisher. They lived in Charleston, South Carolina, and they own and operated an inn called the 6 Mile Wayfarer House. So back then, you know, you got to understand, there's no cars or anything. People are riding horses, right? And so you're riding all day, you get exhausted. And this was a place that was posted up. You and your horse could stop and rest. You put your pony up.
And then they used to call these bed and breakfasts.
I was going
to
say, it sounds like a bed and breakfast.
Now it's an Airbnb.
Yeah, give your horse a little water. And then you yourself go inside, enjoy some food and some rest. Unfortunately, if you were Lavinia Fisher's guest, you were also going to enjoy drugs in your drink.
Ooh.
And then while you were still awake, her stabbing you to death.
Oh, these don't sound like any fun drugs either.
No, they don't. They don't. And her husband...
She doesn't sound like a very good host.
At all. Her husband willingly participated because she convinced him that that was the only way they were going to make really good money. These people are already paying them.
Oh, so they would take everything they had.
Yes, yes. And this went on for a very long time. As we've spoken before, we talk about sometimes crazy crimes of passion. We go to the 50s and 60s. This is the 1800s. Nobody's connected in law enforcement. It's the wild, wild west out there, literally. And so it took years for sheriffs to really put two and two together. People that were staying at Lavinia Fisher's house were reported missing over and over and over again.
How many people did she do this to?
Could be hundreds. They don't really have a count.
Really no record at that time, especially.
No.
Nah.
No. So they're called highwaymen. These were young men who were traveling cross country and they would just disappear. She was tried along with her husband and both were hung in front of the town.
Ah, see, it was a good business model up until they got hung. Up until that point, she's making good business moves.
I don't know what would convince anyone, love or whatever, to participate in murdering other people.
Oh, she was probably putting it down on him.
Right? Or maybe he was afraid she would murder him.
That's what I was thinking automatic.
It's because like, when go ahead and stab all these other people, don't stab me.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Love has made me do some wild things before. Like I've bought tampons for a woman.
I do that all the time, dude.
You, like,
you have daughter. You have daughters and a wife. You're gonna go to. Like, you're going to Walgreens.
I don't have those.
He already knows that it's two for whatever on whatever day. He's like, oh, it's time to get out. You're gonna save some money here at Walgreens, Dana.
Yeah, dude. Go tell 18-year-old self that you're gonna be doing that later on in life. Not happening.
He wouldn't be very proud of me.
Nope.
Would you stay at this place if it's still standing?
No. Why? What would you? Why would you? Like, it's that place you took me to in West Texas, Judge Roy Bean's place.
Yeah. So
why is that still standing?
Well, so Automatic and I—he's a scary person. We don't watch scary movies or anything. In Pecos, Texas, there's a place called the Judge Roy Bean Courthouse, and he was the hangingest judge in Texas. Anybody crossed his path, did something wrong, he would just hang you. And to this day, there's still a small jail cell that he actually used. And when you walk inside, there's blood. You can see the people's blood.
And they left the tree next to the jail cell.
The hanging tree.
I'm like, why is this still standing? You guys are taking down monuments everywhere. How about this one?
That's Mother Nature.
That tree has a lot of bad karma.
Automatic was so scared that night. He said
the
he could
eerie
feel.
Feeling. You could feel it.
You're just afraid of Mr. Beans?
Judge Roy Bean. Okay, get it right.
I'm not afraid of Mr. Bean, but Judge Roy Bean, I would be afraid of that dude.
Are you willing to stay at a place where bad things happen, like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre house?
No.
People pay extra money to stay there.
I stayed
Halloween
in my apartment after my ex moved out, and there were a lot of bad things that happened in there. So, yeah, I'm down.
877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Well, beginning today's WTF story, I have news. 4-3 decision. The Ohio Supreme Court just ruled that boneless chicken wings can indeed have bones in them.
Good to see they're doing all the important stuff there in Ohio.
Well, it's important because Michael Berkheimer and his wife went to a wing spot and he ordered boneless chicken wings. And he swallowed one and said he felt some type of way. Went home 2 days later, became very ill. Had to go to the emergency room where they discovered a bone had pierced his esophagus and torn it all the way down.
Dude, imagine getting beat up by a boneless chicken wing.
Right? What kind of puss are you, man?
Never.
First, you're owning the bone. You're
and
already
the
ordering
judge
the bone.
You ate caca.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the reason the Supreme Court ruled this in this 4-3 decision is because they said, look here, Mr. Berkheimer, common sense tells you that even a boneless chicken wing is made out of chickens. What's inside of a chicken?
Bones.
Bones.
All right. That's a kind way of telling them, thanks for wasting our time.
That's what it is, though. Number one, do you not chew? And number two, another reason to eat boneless chicken wings.
From chickens to fish, a fish fell out of the sky and broke these people's Tesla window. So they went.
Wait, what?
I really enjoyed that sentence.
That's wild. Where'd the fish come from, Automatic?
So they couldn't figure it out. It was raining. They didn't understand why a fish would land on the front of their car. So they started watching their Ring cameras. And they saw that the fish fell out of the sky and landed on there. And they were like, oh, it must be the eagle nest that we have in our backyard.
So an eagle dropped
a fish and landed on the windshield and cracked their windshield.
That might be the most American 2024 thing of all time.
And only in America are they taking it all the way to the Supreme Court. They're suing the eagle right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hello, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Are you ready to play Who's Lying?
Yeah, I guess.
We're playing Who's Lying? Maybe you're going to get some DCS merch. Yes. All right, okay. All right, what's your name?
Nikki.
Okay, Nikki, here we go. We need to be your new favorite morning show, number one morning show. In order for us to do that, we're going to go around the room and tell you a little bit about ourselves so you can get to know us. Everybody listening, get to know us. Play along. Catch us. Somebody's telling a fib. If you guess correctly, who is lying, you get DCS merch. I'm going first. My name is Dana Cortez, and back in the day, I actually met Jennifer Lopez, had dinner with Jennifer Lopez, and unlike what a lot of folks say, she was so kind to us.
Oh,
she was so really nice and receiving, and I will tell you, she had very little makeup on and still made me feel ugly. So freaking beautiful.
DJ Automatic here. Before I dated Dana, I used to DJ a lot of rap parties in New Mexico. They shoot a lot of films in New Mexico, and after one of the rap parties, I DJed, it was for Wild Wild West, which Will Smith was in. I got to hang out with Will Smith and actually talk hip hop, talk to him about Jazzy Jeff. It was a great moment in my life.
This was nice. Before the slap, right?
This is way before the slap. This was a decade before the slap, too.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And recently I went to Saturday Night Live with Kenan Thompson, where I had the opportunity to meet and talk to the one and only Dave Chappelle. So shout out to Kenan for setting that up for me.
All right, Nikki, if you guess who's lying, you win DCS merch. Who's lying?
Dana.
No, it was me. I did DJ rap parties for a very, very long time, but the only time I was on the set of Wild Wild West, I was doing pest control and I was killing their bugs.
I feel like,
and I got to see Will Smith from a distance, but that's about as good as I
can. Your dad used to own a pest control company?
Yeah, my dad owned a pest control company.
I'm kind of with Nikki on this one, though, too, because when Dana said that,
I knew that.
Because when Dana said that J-Lo was actually nice, I was like, what?
Oh my gosh.
I'm to find out that's the truth.
So honestly, though, I do remember, Automatic, you helped D-Nice one time when he was DJing for Will Smith.
Yes. Will Smith has his house in Santa Fe.
He did. He went ahead and hooked
that like?
I mean, it was cool. I mean, I became really good friends with D-Nice because of that.
They went to dinner, lunch.
We talk all the time. Yeah.
I love you. Thank you.
We love you, Nikki.
Thank you so much. Hey, if you want to play Who's Lying, call now. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
What do Peso Pluma, Mariah Carey, and Dua Lipa have in common? I'll tell you right now. It's Daily Dirt Time, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays first.
All right. We have BJ Novak from The Office celebrating his birthday. We also have Zach Brown celebrating a birthday. Hey. Mark Cuban and Lil Uzi Vert turning 30 today.
Okay, so Peso Pluma has teamed up with Amazon Music and released an exclusive merch line in the Amazon store. You're not going to find it on his Exodo tour. So Amazon Music just started this collab. They've done it with Mariah Carey, Dua Lipa, Megan Thee Stallion, and a few others. Items are already selling out. You know what's interesting, though? Listen to Peso Pluma. He sat down with Complex Magazine Speedy Morgan and was asked what his favorite thing is, and he said getting free stuff. Listen.
Getting free things?
What's the last thing that you got for free that you really liked?
Sneakers, clothes, yeah. Love clothes.
I know you like clothes, but you have enough money, you could buy it now.
Yeah, but it's better free.
Okay, your stuff is not free. I went on there. You got a ski mask for $50, sir.
Dang.
And a hoodie's like $120. Free. Can we get some free? Buy one, get one free. Something. It's so expensive.
Why is merch so expensive at this point?
His name is Peso.
It is Peso Pluma,
so
right?
In that defense.
You asked a question, Automatic. Why is merch so free? Because the artist makes more money from merch than anything else. Than streaming their music, than getting ASCAP and BMI, which we have to pay here on a radio. That's where they make the brunt, and even more than ticket sales is what I read. It's all in the merch. Why aren't we selling merch?
I used to sell merch. Hey, you sell merch, right?
Yeah, I do sell. I sell my CD.
I remember you sold out.
As a fan.
Do you have t-shirts at all?
I did have some t-shirts too, but t-shirts are hard to move unless you got like a whole operation like a Peso Pluma.
You need like, I was going to say, because when I used to sell, when I was on tour and I would sell t-shirts for like $20.
T-shirts
are hard
to sell.
You have to like hire a person to be there the entire time.
Yeah.
One of the greatest things Kanye's done of recent was make his merch $20 pop for everybody.
Smart.
And that got a lot of people.
Dude, because I bought stuff from Kendrick's last tour, which was
the pop out. Yep.
stupid expensive. Bad Bunny, I think you got a sweatshirt. How much was that?
Otto, we're not here to talk about
I think it was $150 for a Bad Bunny sweatshirt.
But it's cute.
Bro.
I'm just saying, these guys are getting crazy with their prices.
Come Kendall.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How do all-you-can-eat pancakes sound? Good, right? We're going to tell you where to get them in food news. Top artist hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Okay, first hashtag. As the Olympics continue, I have a great story. Former Public Enemy member Flava Flav is paying for the U.S. women's polo team after he found out that they worked up to three jobs each while also practicing. Take a listen to Flava Flav.
Women's water polo team, they out there busting their butt and they chasing this dream. You know what I'm saying? I've learned that they got three back-to-back gold medals. My height is to be there at them opening games, man, and cheer them on, and hopefully they'll come back with this fourth gold medal.
USA! USA! Flavor
A character with a great heart and also one of the greatest composers and musicians and savants of our time.
There it's crazy to me that he played this character on during Public Enemy's time, and now he's like out here playing the piano and sponsoring Olympic teams.
You know what's funny is there's some people who don't even know what Public Enemy is.
Yeah. So they don't.
He kind of sounds
like
a spy.
He does, right? He kind of was.
Shout out to Public Enemy.
He kind of was.
Shaking hip hop group.
Yes.
Right? Classic.
Do your Googles about Public Enemy and do your Googles about Flava Flav, because his musical talents go far beyond anything he did in Public Enemy.
Shout out to the Olympics, period. Using Snoop Dogg and using Flavor Flav as like our, representatives, the best thing we've ever done.
Oh, I know. And the ratings are up. What's your favorite part of the Olympics happening right now? A77730DCS1. I find myself watching a lot of equestrian. And then Automatic's like, let's watch fencing, which was weird to me, but hey.
I like it all. I end up watching sports I've never even heard of before.
I like the fencing, but the swords are a little flip-floppy, you know? I thought it was going to be a little bit more like dagger-like.
They need Viagra.
You wouldn't want to see somebody die?
I'm going to say that, but I'm just saying, bro. Like, then I was like, yo, y'all got these fences like at the dollar store? It's like Dollar General fences over there, bro. I don't know the game. Don't
Food news, DJ Automatic.
IHOP wants to help you with back to school, so they're offering $5 all-you-can-eat pancakes until September 15th.
How do I get them?
You got to order an entree. Just one entree, but then you have all-you-can-eat pancakes for the rest of the family.
But you don't have to be like a student or nothing, right?
No.
So there we go.
Dang.
So IHOP said that people are pinching pennies right now and they want to help out.
Inflation is bad. Yes. More pancakes is good.
I'm not in school. Don't have no kids going to school, but I'm going to go get these pancakes.
Anthony's like,
sure.
I'm going.
I'm going to get a country fried steak and I'll get these pancakes. And there went all that dieting.
Okay, right. What do we have for National Day?
We'll start it off with World Ranger Day. Speaking of the Olympics and everything going on, this day is shouting out all the park rangers around the globe or the country. Also,
Recently, a family went viral. They were visiting Scottsdale, Arizona and decided to go hiking. Now, the temperatures were at about 114, I think, that day. And rangers and firefighters and police officers found the family alive. Thank goodness. So shout out to all the people that work in that industry. We don't talk about them enough.
Let's go and shout out the mixed breed dogs as well, too.
Is it Mutt Day?
National Mutt Day.
Hey, shout out to all the people that adopt your doggies. Yeah.
Yes. And also something we all love in this room, National Avocado Day.
How do you like your avocado is a question.
On a toast with some boiled egg on top of it.
Oh, that's good, but it doesn't take out guacamole.
Avocado smeared on a homemade tortilla. That's
pretty much just Mexican avocado toast.
On toast, I don't think it tastes that good.
But also, if we're talking avocado, Anthony? You go guacamole, that's like a different, that's a whole.
The root is avocado.
No, it doesn't. It tastes better as guacamole. I will give you that if you do it right. And I think I make the best avocado in the world. I remember when I made it, your brothers asked me, what did you do to this? I was like, the way I do it.
They've been eating my mom's guacamole. So don't pat yourself on the back too hard there, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, we talked about the first serial killer in U.S. history, female, rather. And she had this place where people would stay, kind of like a hotel back in the day in the 1800s. And that's where she ended up killing people. And I started thinking about buildings or places where you go in and you automatically feel negative energy. Because if that place is still standing, I guarantee you that you will. The house we lived in before the one we're in now, something was in there. There was something odd in the guest room closet, and you could hear feet running back and forth. We'd be downstairs, just myself. Yeah, we lived there.
This is the house that we lived in before.
We'd be watching TV or something.
It was that or it was rats. Yeah. One of the two.
Automatic, it was not. And you know
it. Was a roof rat or it was ghosts.
I love the automatic. I likes to act like that. But one night it was so loud, these feet pitter-pattering back and forth. I said, go check. And he said, hell no.
Why would I? This ain't a movie. I'm going to walk in there and be like, let's see what happens.
But it's our house. You're supposed to be the protector.
What am I going to do against a ghost or a rat? Nothing.
Get it before it gets me. I'm like,
there's no reason why the wall should be pitter-pattering at all, dude.
No, and you could just feel that negative energy. And I will be honest, that's one of the reasons I told Otto we need to sell this house.
Oh, that was it, right?
I couldn't be at peace.
So that's, I always thought that her...
That's something that doesn't make Zillow, right?
Yeah. It was not in the description.
It didn't make...
Dude, leave out the skeletons in the closet. That's not on the... Nope. The most frightened I've ever been was I was staying at this hotel in a place called Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Yes.
And it is one of the most haunted hotels in the country. And I was staying on the third floor where they said that the ghost of the owner's wife would come and haunt that room, and she would look for a young man because she was on the search for her husband, who was also a ghost in the building.
Oh.
And I'll never forget, I fell asleep and I left. You know how in hotel rooms they have like the sink is a separate little room from like where the toilet and the shower are?
Yeah.
Right? So I left the sink light on and then the shower and the toilet light was off. And all of a sudden, I was just laying there in the middle of the night. I got a cold kind of like rush through the whole room. And I swear, bro, I had a hint of a woman's perfume and I saw like a lady in a pink dress standing there.
Did you leave?
No. And once I kind of did the
whole... You broke. You couldn't afford another hotel room.
That was part of it. But also when I did the whole like eye scratch thing, I opened it. It was gone and the lights were switched. So now the bathroom light with the toilet and the shower were on.
Ooh.
And the sink was off, bro. I laid there and just stared at
Were you like just frozen?
Oh, I was frozen with fear, bro.
There's no way you could have slept throughout
the
night.
No, I didn't. I stayed up. I stayed up the whole night and then just waited for the sun to come up and it never came back. But after that, I'm a believer in the spirits, dude.
I believe that she wasn't actually looking for her husband. She really was looking for a younger man. Have you ever experienced some type of paranormal activity?
Oh, for the record, I would knock down a ghost.
877-730-DCS1. Call us up. That is a picture I did not need mentally.
I didn't need to see you hitting air cheeks.
Oh, it's just you by yourself. Call us up. Remember, catch us on the podcast, more on the radio now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.